What's going on down in Pine Ridge?
Well, Lum's plan to have Abner to talk to Gussie Hogan and to get her to change her opinion of Lum failed completely. And so Gussie goes on blissfully believing that the locket from Lum was intended for her, while Lum lives in constant fear of her brother, Snake Hogan. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store, library, and bakery. Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Well, howdy, Grandpappy.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, Abner.
Come on in. Where have you been all morning? The library seems sort of empty. Thought you sitting over there reading the almanac.
Well, I just figured I'd take me a half a day off today, Abner.
Well?
Been reading awful study here late.
Oh, yes, you have, Grandpap.
Long hours.
Uh-huh.
Feller needs a rest, I says to myself. Feller needs a rest, I says.
Oh, you're right, Grandpap. Terrible right. What'd you do, just stay in bed all morning?
No, I got up early and went down to the barber shop and read the weeklies.
Oh.
Whereabouts is Lum?
Why, he went over to Luke Spears' restaurant to eat lunch and worry about Gussie and Snake Hogan, I reckon.
Worry?
Yeah, that's all he does now. Ever since he put that locket in that loaf of bread for Miss Frederick and Gussie got it by mistake, just worried himself to death. He's getting himself to where he'd jump in nervous. Says he has nightmares every night with all kinds of gussies in them.
All kinds of gussies in them?
Yeah, big gussies, little gussies, middle-sized gussies. They all stare at him and hit him right on top of the head with great big lockets, he says.
Well, I do know. That Lum has more trouble than every one feller I ever knowed, I do believe.
Oh, well, now, he don't actually have more trouble than the generality of feller's grandpap. He just sits around and worries himself into most of his trouble.
Yeah, more than likely.
He'd have nerve enough to come right out flat-footed and tell the truth, instead of beating around the brush about it, why he wouldn't get himself all tangled up this-a-way.
Well, why don't he tell Gussie the truth? He ain't engaged to her yet, is he?
Course not. He ain't the nerve to tell her. Feared he'll hurt her feelings. And, of course, he's scared of what Snake will do to him, too, I reckon.
Snake?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he don't need to worry about Snake.
I don't know why not. There's the meanest one feller in this town.
Oh, no, he's a changed man, Abner.
Snake is?
Yes, sir. I seen him down at the barbershop this morning. He's saying all kinds of uncommon nice things about Lum.
He was, sure enough.
Yes, sir. According to the almanac, according to what I heard him say.
Well, I do know.
Yes, sir. He thinks the world and all old Lum now. Calling his favorite brother-in-law and all such as that. Just went on about what a fine feller he was.
Well, I do know. Wait a minute, Grandpap. I believe you give me an idea there.
Huh?
I told you this Snake sure enough feels that way. Well, then old Lum has to worry about his Gussie.
Why, sure.
And if he ain't got nerve enough to tell her the truth, well, I'll do it fine. What's the ring over at Hogan's place?
Oh, you gonna call Gussie?
Why, sure. You see, I believe it's a short and a long and a short, I believe it is.
Charity called up Miss Hogan once. And see, want me to call her up and ask her what the ring is?
No, I'll try this in here.
No, I believe it was Miss Bexley she called up, come to think about it.
Well, never mind, Grandpap, I know this is it.
It was either Miss Bexley or Miss Whitaker one.
Doggies, I ain't gonna stand by and let my partner get hitched up to an old maid like Gussie. Special when just telling the truth will save him.
No, I believe it was Miss Teaster, Abner.
Hello?
Miss Teaster.
Is Gussie there?
Hey, Frank Teaster.
Oh, well, I didn't recollect your voice, Gussie. This is Abner Peabody. Yes, Mom.
Done road work most of the time.
Hey, well, I just wanted to tell you that locket you got from Lum was a mistake. Yeah, a mistake. Yeah, Lum meant to give that to Miss Frederick, not you. Yeah, that's who he's in love with. Facts is, he... Hello? 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 Yeah.
What's the matter? She hang up on you?
Yeah, I reckon she wasn't much interested in Lum after all.
No, must not have been.
Doggies, won't old Lum be happy when he finds out all his troubles is over? There weren't nothing to it. That Lum's trouble is just making a big fuss over nothing. Simplest thing I ever did. All you got to do in a time like this is just come out and tell the truth.
Why, sure. What's your trouble? Well, who's that little skinny feller coming up out front there?
Huh? Oh, well, I do know. That's Mousy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't see much of him no more.
Well, no, he's night watchman over at Tom Bates' sawmill. He sleeps all day and works all night. Don't see him.
Walt Bates' mill.
Yeah. Reckon what he's doing up in the middle of the day this way.
Oh, must be something important.
Well, hello there, Mousy.
Howdy, Abner. Howdy, Mr. Spirit.
Yeah. What in the world are you out of bed this time of day for, Mousy?
Well, I was just so mad today I couldn't sleep.
Mad? What in the world are you mad about?
Oh, I'm just mad. Well, is Lum here?
Why, no, he ain't right now. He ought to be back before long, though.
Are you mad at Lum, Mousy?
Yes, sir, I'm so mad I just can't hardly stand it. Well, I'll see him later, I reckon.
Well, wait a minute, Mousy. He'll be back directly if you want to sit and wait.
No, sir, I'm just too mad to stay in one place, Mr. Spears. I'll see him later. There ain't no rush.
And I'll tell him you're looking for him. Well, what in the world do you reckon he's mad about?
No, tell him. Working nights over for so many years, more likely he's got him. He's been over at that mill now for about 18 years.
Oh, he's touched, that's what it is. Touched right in the middle of the head.
Oh, no, I don't think that, Grandpap. He's a nice enough feller, but... Wait a minute, there comes Long.
Yeah.
And dog, it is too bad that Mousy went the other direction, just missed him.
Oh, yeah, he'll hate that, too.
Don't you tell Long about me calling Gussie, man. I want it to be a surprise to him.
Oh, no, I won't say nothing, Abner. He'll be surprised, all right, to know that you got everything straightened out for him.
More likely, he'll jump right through the ceiling. He'll be so tickled. Find out now. Here he comes. Don't say a word.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, how was your lunch today, Lum?
Oh, just only tolerably, Abner. Do you mind watching the store a little while longer?
Why, of course not.
I got a pint mint with Squire Skimp.
Squire?
Yeah, I got to go over there and discuss a business proposition.
A business proposition?
Yeah, it's about that idea, Squires, of baking prizes into our bread.
Well, I thought you said that idea was unhonest that he had.
Well, I've been studying about it. I got some new ideas on it. It'll make it honest, though.
Oh.
It's a good idea. We're going to make a lot of money out of that thing, Abner.
We are.
Oh, yeah. We might become known as the millionaire bakers.
Well, good for us.
Well, I'll see you after a while.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Lum. I want to tell you something.
Well, you can tell me when I get back, Abner. I got to hurry.
Yeah, well, this is about Gussie, though.
Gussie?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard all I want to about her.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, though, Lum.
It can wait. I'll see you later.
All right. Doggy, that Lum gets the idea. There ain't no holding him down. Rush it around like he's some big important exec or something.
Oh, he's a rusher, all right.
Yeah.
What's this new idea he's got studied up?
Oh, I don't know exactly, Grandpap. Squire come over here the other day, some big scheme he had in mind. Wanted to put $20 bills or something like that in the bread that we sell here.
$20 bills?
Yeah.
Well, that'll run the cooking, won't it?
No, not the way he aims to do it, it won't.
Well, how much does the loaf sell for?
Why, just regular price, 10 cents, I reckon.
Well, say, that sounds like a good goal for short dough.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd buy a couple of them loaves myself. You get your money's worth there.
Yeah, well, see, Grandpap, all the loaves don't have money in them.
Oh, well, I'd buy the kind that does have it in them. That's a much better deal that way.
Yeah, well, you don't just buy them, though, Grandpap. You got to, some way you got to win them.
Win them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to take a chance on a thing like that. It's too good a deal. I'd rather just come right out and buy them. Here, let me see. Here's 30 cents. I want to put in an order for three of them right this minute.
Yeah, but, Grandpap, you don't understand. See, unless you're awful lucky, why, you might not get
a
loaf with
that. Wait a minute, Abner. Ain't that Lum's friend coming up out there?
Huh?
Yeah, that's who it is, Snake Hogan.
Snake Hogan?
Yeah. Thinking what he's in such a hurry for.
No, tell him just anxious to see old Lum, I reckon. Aye, dog, it is sure nice having them two friendly for a change.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Being enemies around here for so long. Well, howdy, Snake, old boy.
Hey, whereabouts is Eddard?
Oh, why, he just run over to Squire Skimp for a minute. You want to wait for him?
No, I don't want to wait.
Well, you can call him over there, I reckon. He ought to be there by now. You see, the squire's ring is...
I know what the squire's ring is. Just get out of my way.
Yeah, well, what was it you want to see Lom about, Snake?
Well, what's that to you? This is between me and Eddards.
Yeah, well, I just figured as long as you and him are such good friends now that you might tell me what you want.
Hello,
to...
squire. Is Eddards there? Well, put him on.
Oh, but that's a funny way for a friend to talk.
You fellas be quiet. Eddards? What's the big idea of pulling a trick like that on my sister? Don't give me that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Well, listen here, wise guy. Nobody ain't gonna lead my sister on that away and then tell her it's a mistake. Yeah, she's over the place crying her eyes out. The poor little frail girl.
Frail? She likes to beat me to death.
Eddards, you're going over there and patch this thing up, see? Now, wait a minute. Don't give me no excuses. Go on over there. Yes, you will. Now, listen here, Eddards. If you ain't over there in 10 minutes, I'm coming after you.
Oh, we've done it now, Grandpa.